This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, thank you, Woody. And, man, the Panthers, real good win against one of the hottest teams in hockey last night, Tampa Bay, with 2-1. And Ed Jovanovski, former Panther, Panthers TV analyst now, working late last night, joins us. Jovo, how you doing, bud?
Hey, Joe, good morning, man.
Hey, this is kind of fun now, man. You get a new guy that you know a thing or two. Well, first of all, what'd you think about the trade here before the trade deadline this Friday at 3 o'clock about getting Seth Jones?
Well, it's really exciting. You know, you're getting a very large man on the back end that skates well, that covers a lot of ice. You know, you can put him in a lot of different situations, especially now with him and Mikula being paired up. That's probably, you know, the biggest, you know, pair, you know, in the league. But
yeah, wow.
It's just one of those things where you're looking to improve your team. You know, it's not fun when you get rid of, you know, a player. Spencer Knight is a great young goaltender that had a lot of saves yesterday for a big win in his debut. But in this business, as you know, in any other sport, you know, when you want to acquire a top-end talent, you got to give up something. And that's exactly what happened. But I think the fans here in Florida are really going to come to love Seth Jones and what he brings to the table.
So we got to talk about the Matthew Tkachuk thing. I know you're not a doctor and you don't play one on the radio with me. The groin injury, long-term IR. This does free up money, even if he comes back for the playoffs. Joe, you probably feel like I do, that the team is going to green light this to try to load this team up. They're not done before Friday. You expect another move to take place?
Yeah, Joe, I think on same lines as you. I think when you look at, you know, you have some space there, you know, with Matthew going on LTIR, and hopefully we see him, you know, down the road. But yeah, certainly. I think we're this team, how hard this team has worked. It's not easy coming off a Stanley Cup win, and you're back at it now, but you find yourself at the top of the division and poised to make another run. You've got 20 games left. The team is firing right now, and you know, you look at Bill Zito, you know, just his track, you know, his history, he's always kind of made the right moves, and whatever he feels that, you know, he can make the team better in certain areas, he's going to absolutely go do it. I think he owes it to the players, and the players appreciate everything that he's done. So yeah, I don't know exactly, Joe, you know, I'm not playing doctor or I'm playing GM. I think these guys are well aware of where the team is, and hell, man, this team can do it again. I said it before. When you look at this team right now in a 7-game series, I find it hard to believe or to think that they can lose those series. I mean, they're that good right now, and anything you can do to help the group, they're going to look into it.
Yeah, no question about it. By the way, I didn't appreciate it because I just didn't know enough about it, but Barkov, damn, I know 2 goals. I know he didn't have a lot of goals this year, but I mean, he just, when he has to score, he scores. When he has to play D, he plays D. When he has to make a pass, you've seen this show for a long time. Just how good is the silent assassin, man? Because he doesn't have a big personality. He looks like he likes to go home and hang out with the family and the dog, man. The guy doesn't say much.
No, he's a humbled star, that's for sure. And Coach Maurice summed it up pretty good yesterday for him not, you know, obviously scoring a lot this year. It was good for the confidence to see him go in there and get a couple goals yesterday, because he's so unselfish that he's always looking to distribute the puck, and we know what a good passer he is. But he's got a great shot, and I think a lot of the times when you put him in that position to shoot, you know, a lot of times he could beat the goaltender. Perfect example, you know, it was obviously the first goal, but you look at the second goal yesterday, I think he really fooled Vasilevsky, thinking in that kind of bumper area that he wasn't going to shoot it. So it was great to see him kind of just take control in that area. But right from the start of that game, he was right. Yeah. I mean, you can see he was kind of, you know, playing big boy hockey, and it's great to see.
Hey, Eddie, explain to me, you've been around goalies your whole life. You've seen guys that, you know, fall apart. You've seen guys that are strong mentally and emotionally. This Big Bob comeback, since when he first got here and we're in the playoffs, and hell, he not even suiting up, it was so bad for him, to this guy that's playing right now and how good he's been here recently, how do you explain that turnaround, especially later in your career when you're in your 30s like this?
Well, it's a funny position, right? I mean, everything, you're going to take the brunt of a lot of things that don't go right, but, you know, we all know it's a team game, and kind of what's in front of you, that's, you know, you're giving up these grade A opportunities that some goaltenders just, you know, have no hope on saving. But I think Bob, just his work ethic, mentally strong, waiting for that opportunity, and it came right. And I think he just, you know, ran with it. You know, we all talk about, and you hear it a lot from the organization, just the work ethic that he puts in on a day-in, day-out basis. I mean, his attention to detail is there, and I think now you start, you know, feeling it, right? You're getting down to this stretch drive, and that's where we're seeing his best hockey. You saw yesterday, 2-1 game, kind of a breakdown, makes a huge save to keep it 2-1, and eventually the guys end up winning the hockey game. But he makes those big saves at the key time, and that's what you want out of a star goaltender, especially in the playoffs. That one save, you know, can be the difference of winning a game or winning a series.
The penalty killing last night was good against Tampa Bay, and that strong power play they have. What makes a difference of what you've seen in their penalty killing? Who's been the difference, maybe, and why they've been so good?
Well, first of all, you look at Barkov and Reinhardt. I think these two guys are probably one of the two smartest guys in the league. I think they recognize any time there's an opportunity to attack, you know, on the offense, they do. But they're so attention to detail on the defensive side, knowing what's the number one priority on that is killing a penalty. But you look at the back end now, adding Seth Jones, you know, big bodies down there. I think their reads are really good. They're big, they're long in that area, and I don't think you're giving teams an opportunity to kind of really set up.
Yeah.
And I think that's what this team does so good on the read and reaction plays. They're not really kind of – they're keeping everyone to the outside. And I don't know. I mean, their PK was good, you know, yesterday, but when you look at this game like that, shutting down Tampa, who has a lot of talent on their power play, I mean, to go 0-for-7 – was a big night, and it certainly was a difference in the hockey game.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, man, it's fun what they've got going, and yeah, they are sniffing, and as you said, Zito got the green light from the top. Let's go for it, man. Try to get this back-to-back. It's just been so fun to watch. Eddie, thank you, man. Thank you, as always, for coming on. I appreciate it.
All right, Joe, anytime, guys.
All right, Ed Jovanovski, Panthers TV analyst, former first overall pick in the draft for the Panthers going back. He's still a young man. Still a young man going strong. Hey, we've got the 9 o'clock hour coming up. Atlantic Men's Clinic, man. ED and low T, nothing to mess with. Nothing to mess with. You know, so guys been laughing lately. I have a couple guys, all right, smart asses, they come up to me. I go, listen, I'm just going to tell you something, man. ED and low T, going to happen to every guy here. Every guy here. Some of you guys going to happen in your 40s. Some of you, half of you in your 50s, everybody in their 60s, 70s, 80s, you're done. ED and low T going to hit you, and then you can lie all you want to me, but it's talking about, I'm just talking about having a better lifestyle and being able to get more out of life when you have your energy and your sex drive. Man, when that sex drive is gone, it plays with your mind, your brain, you're depressed, like, oh my God, here we go, not again, oh geez. Well, Atlantic Men's Clinic, that's what I want to tell you about. The good news, if you have ED and low T, and you don't need to tell me about it, but call them and let them take care of it for you. It's going to disappear quickly. That's what Atlantic Men's Clinic does. They knock out low T, they knock out ED, and they're ready to do it for you right now. 6 locations in South Florida, got more on the way. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. They're professionals. They'll do all the testing, the T, the PSA test. They'll put you on a program. They'll tell you all about it, explain it in third grade terms so all of you can understand it. I could. And, man, it works. And it works quickly. I always get that one. Hey, Joe, how quickly does it work? It works quickly. 877-455-7300. They explain everything to you. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. It's the most important one. And get started on the program. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Atlantic Men's Clinic works.